An aspiring national chairman of the NDC, Dana Bodakpi, has promised the youth and women's wings of the party a comprehensive plan towards their development. He said well-thought-out plans that would make the two wings more active and promote the welfare of their members will be rolled out under his chairmanship. Mr. Bodakpi, who outlined his plans for the two groups in a solidarity message to the NDC youth and women's wings ahead of their conferences on December 6, promised that under his chairmanship, both wings would be made to develop annual programs that would be budgeted for by the party so that they can function more purposefully towards the achievement of the party's social democratic goals. We bring you more.
Mr. Bodakpi said, apart from the provision of logistics and financial support to fund the activities of the two groups, opportunities for education, business activities, scholarship and mentorship will be provided for members across the country. He also intends to promote the establishment of a party school to provide a platform for the effective training of NDC members, particularly the youth, on the core of social democratic values of the party, as well as general democratic and governance principles. He believes these moves would help in developing the talent of the youth to enable them to contribute more meaningfully to the progress of the party. Mr. Bodakpi said when he becomes the chairperson, he will ensure that the party's structures are redefined to enable the youth and women wings to play more effective roles in the operations of the party. He said the situation where groups, particularly the youth and women, are used as election machines will not be tolerated under his watch as chairman. According to him, it is regrettable that the youth and women groups have suffered neglect after elections over the years. He will therefore be committed and determined to change the trend. He urged members of the two wings who are desirous of witnessing significant changes in the affairs of the party to vote for him to bring about these changes, most of which would be in the interest of the youth and women in the NDC.